partner last night. What did you think of his game?
Oh, I thought he played great. You know, he played with a lot of confidence, and that was good to see. So, you know, it's only one game, but it's good to see he's going in the right direction.
Were you shocked by how much confidence and how much time he got on the ice last night?
No, I mean, you know, he's a good player. He's here for a reason. So, you know, he played well for us, and you know, I was happy that we got the chance to play together, and I thought we did, you know, pretty well together for the first game.
I know you mentioned his confidence, but just was there something that you can point to his game that's about his game that stood out?
Well, he does a lot of good things. You know, he likes to skate the puck up the ice, which I'm not quite used to because I'm usually the guy doing that. But you know, I thought we skated well together, and you know, we're pretty good friends off the ice too. So I guess that kind of helps out too when it's your D partner. So we talked a lot out there, and but he was, you know, he played great for us. It was good to see.
Still a young guy, but a veteran of this. Now, did you give him any advice beforehand or words of wisdom?
No, just pretty much just told him to play his game. You know, you don't want to throw a whole bunch of information at someone that, you know, I'm sure there was a lot running through his mind his first game. My first game, I was thinking about a lot of stuff too. So, you know, I thought he handled it extremely well, and that was very good to see.
He's already a confident guy, but what do you think this will do for his confidence to have a game like that in his first game?
No, it's big. I mean, thinking back on my first year, if you know, you get a good game under your belt or a couple good games, you start to kind of get into a groove, and hopefully that's the case with him. But, you know, it's a long season, so you just have to make sure you take it a game at a time and not get, you know, too ahead of yourselves.
Last night, what happened in the Montreal-Toronto game with George Parris going down, it's going to bring up a lot of conversations about fighting in the game again. Is there still a place in your mind for fighting in hockey?
If they take fighting out of the game, it'll be a whole different dynamic, and it won't be the same. And fighting should always be in hockey, no matter what.
Why is that?
Because you'll get guys running around that play a lot tougher than they normally would. So it's good. It keeps everyone honest. You know who the honest guys are out there. And but you know, it's tough to see. Hopefully, you hope he's okay, but. I don't think you can take fighting out of the game because, you know, it was kind of a freak accident. It's definitely scary when you see something like that happen. You never want to see someone get hurt, but, you know, I don't think something like that should be a topic of taking fighting out of the game.
So you're saying that really it keeps violence out of hockey in some respects, but...
Well, it just keeps guys honest. You know, that's the way, you know, I've been taught my whole entire life to play. You play an honest game. I think if you take fighting out of the game, you'll find the games will be a lot more chippy, and games would get a lot more out of hand than what they normally would if fighting was in, I feel.
What about the removal of helmets? I mean, does the penalty, should they readdress, or does it need to be looked at whether the penalty should be stiffer for taking off?
You know, that's a tender subject. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, as far as guys that actually fight, there's a respect thing. Whether you take your helmet off or not, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, change the rule about the visors and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's probably pretty smart to keep your helmet on. As far as, you know, in a fight, things can happen very fast, like last night, but I mean, you know, freak things happen, but I guess you never know what's going to happen, so I guess the smart thing would be to obviously try to keep your helmet on, but, you know, things happen out there.